With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today on the Saving with Steve show. We're expanding overseas. Our show is syndicated. We have over 40,000 listeners internationally and over 600,000 listeners in the U.S. Today, we're definitely talking about money. We're talking about keeping your money. We're going to be talking about the money moves you need to make before the end of the year to make sure you stay in line for retirement. We have the profitability master, Ruth King, here to share why every business needs to grow wealth. Ruth is going to share some great words of wisdom on how to grow your business, your life, and be more profitable this year in the midst of the pandemic. She's got this really cool new book called Profit and Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustainable Growth. You're not going to want to miss it. So what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to introduce you, Ruth King, the Profitability Master. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here. I'm thrilled, in fact. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here as well. And I know you watch podcasts because we talked about that. I watch them. I watch shows. And when you see a subject matter expert, I go, okay, so why should I listen? So let me tell you why you should listen to Ruth. See, Ruth is known as the Profitability Master. Yes, she's accomplished, has multiple advanced degrees, started a small business center in Georgia, taught women how to start their own business, launched her own TV channel. Boy, she's done a lot. She's also been a contributor to the Wall Street Journal, Fox, MSNBC, as well as others. Most important, she learned from business failures. She learned from business successes. Ruth is unbelievably passionate and successful in helping small business owners get profitable and stay profitable. Ruth has this new book called Profit and Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustaining Your Business Growth. Now, the reason why I think we're real lucky to have Ruth is because she's been doing this for four decades. With four decades, you have failures and you learn from those. And she's been able to help other people learn from her failures so they can be successful and be successful faster. So for that, I'm grateful that you're here, Ruth.
My pleasure. You know, my dad always said it was better to learn from the mistakes of others so that you didn't make them. And, you know, I've had them. My clients have had them. And I teach, okay, don't do this. This is what happens when this happened. And so you're right. I've got four decades of talking about that with small business clients. And if they pay attention, they can avoid a lot of heartbreak and a lot of cash flow issues.
I like to say the way you said, don't do this. It's like a little kid sticking the pin into the socket. So here's the question. What inspired you to write Profit and Wealth?
Profit and Wealth is actually the sequel to The Courage to Be Profitable. And when I wrote that book, I thought, okay, everybody's going to get profitable. And they intuitively will know to build wealth. Well, guess what? I was totally wrong, because there are so many people out there who get profitable and think, okay, that's all I have to do. And the pandemic was a perfect example of that. A lot of people lost their businesses because they were profitable, but they didn't build the savings. They didn't build the cash. They didn't build the wealth along with it. And if you didn't do that, you know, PPP loans came in 30 days later, but if you couldn't survive for at least those 30 days, bye-bye. So it's not only building the profit, it's got to be building the wealth. And so I wrote the sequel to it, go, hey guys, it's not only profit, you got to build the wealth at the same time.
You know, that's so true, because I have seen and I've had work with people as a financial consultant that they thought they had a very successful business, but it only really provided for them and their family, and they didn't save all that much. Let's just start with this question up front. Why is cash so important?
Because without cash, you can't pay your bills. You can't keep a roof over your head. You can't, your employees can't have their payroll. And without cash, you can't survive. It's just done. You don't have it. And the interesting thing about cash is people think, okay, they go by their checking account and they say, okay, I've got cash in my checking account. They forget about all the bills that have to come out of that so that cash has to cover all of that stuff. So it's not only having the cash, it's making sure that you have the cash to be able to pay your bills and have some luck over. And that's the real key with cash flow. I mean, I had one client who we started a business and grew it to $2 million in 12 years, only on cash by looking at their bank account every day. And as long as they could pay their payroll and pay their bills and take their discounts, they were fine. They hit $2 million and stopped growing. And then they started having problems. Long story short, they were losing a nickel for every dollar that came in the door for 12 years.
Oh my gosh.
The growth masked that whole problem. Because cash flow was always increasing while their growth was increasing. As soon as growth stopped, cash started going away.
Now, this is going to lead to the next question. You've been helping businesses not only survive, but thrive for 4 decades. What's the key to your success?
The key to success is actually implementation. It's not enough to set the goal. It's not enough to say, I want to do this. It is, all right, I want to do this, and I'm going to do this today, this tomorrow, this next week, and making sure that you do some follow-up to make sure that it all happens. You know, we all have lovely goals, things that we want to do and everything along those lines. But if we don't implement it, you know, that's basically a wish or a dream. Implementation is hard because we get person over here comes over here and says, I want you to do this. And person over here comes over here and says, I want you to do this. Or an employee comes in or a customer calls or whatever else it is, you've got to stay with implementation. And you also have to budget. You know, most people don't live by a budget. You've got to have a business budget, revenues, direct expenses, overhead expenses. Where do you expect your bottom line to be? So those two things are the key to success.
You mean to tell me that people run their business like they do their checking account?
Yeah, nah, not really.
Well, actually, I've run across people who do.
Yes,
the one. Like the one that they have no clue that they're losing money, except for when things slow down or they stop growing. You have 10 rules for growth, 10 rules for profit. How did you discover those rules?
Through 40 years of working with my clients, that's where they all got distilled, to be perfectly frank. And we've implemented all 20 rules with my client base, and they are growing profitably. They have the tools, the processes to go. To do what they need to do. And they are building recurring revenue. They know the difference between the P&L and a balance sheet. Maybe not in the beginning, but by the time we finish, they know it. Mm-hmm. And they know that balance sheets are more important for profitability than P&Ls and why. So that's where they all came from. It's like, okay, this is rule one, this is rule two. And it's taking a client who raises their hand and says, I need some help, but they're willing to do the work. There's a lot of people say, I need the help. And you know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you've had clients like that too. And they just don't want to do the work. And it's like, okay, bye.
Everybody's had a client like that. They're just, oh, okay, could you do that for me?
No.
Does it work that way? So what are some of those rules?
Right. One, there's a lot of cash rules. And my favorite cash rule is to save 2% of every dollar that comes in the door. And it's really easy to do that. And it's really easy not to do that. So let's assume you got $10,000 in the door this week, because I can do that number in my head. 2% of $10,000 is only $200. So at the end of the week, you transfer that $200 into a savings account. And believe me, it adds up. And the key is not to take it when it does add up and go, oh, I can go do this. But going to the big boys toy store, or the big girls toy store is not a good idea. It's meant to be there in case we get another pandemic or whatever else it is. Another rule that's really profit and wealth is to make sure that you always have recurring revenue, recurring income, customers who buy from you on a loyal basis. And the profit part of that is making sure that you price it properly. And the wealth part of it is building that customer base and that loyal customer base who is buying from you in good times and bad. And they're really loyal to you and you're loyal to them. So that's a rule that's in both. Another rule that's in wealth is to make sure that you have a business that is not dependent upon you, and a business where you totally separate business expenses from personal expenses. I know too many business owners who, I'll just put this on my business credit card. Nobody will find it. Well, guess what? Your budget gets blown, mm-hmm. You know, and that type of thing. So, and the profit side, I do something called net profit per hour, which is for every billable or revenue producing hour. how much actually drops to the bottom line. Percentages don't matter because you can't take a percentage to the bank. I can't go, I made 10% last year. Here's my 10%. Can you deposit this? The teller would look at you like, are you nuts? But what you can deposit is dollars. So, you know, two companies can have a 10% net. One could be earning $10 net profit per hour and another can be earning 50. Which would you rather be? I'd rather be the 50. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I want more. Oh, yeah. If I'm running a business, I want more. Hey, Ruth, stay right there. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more insights from Ruth King.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Saving with Steve. We have Ruth King with us. Profit or wealth, that's what we're talking about. But before we do, I just want to truly thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family and associates know about our show. We hit the 500,000 listener mark. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information inside on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Now, we're back with Ruth King. Ruth, I'm so glad you're here. And I want to ask this lovely question. You know what? A lot of people are pivoting right now and they're looking to develop a business, start something up. What are the biggest mistakes they can avoid?
Number one is they have to get a customer. And it can't be your mother, and it can't be your friend, and it can't be your grandmother. I mean, you have to have a real customer, not somebody who knows you really, really well. And one of my favorite things to say, you're talking to one of your friends about an idea that you had, and they go, oh, that's a really great idea. Terrific. Will you invest in it? That will tell you whether it's a really great idea or not. Because if they're willing to put their money where their mouth is, the great idea, then guess what? You probably do have a great idea, but you've got to get a customer that's not a family member or a friend. And by proving that you can get customers, then you can find out why they're using your products and services, what the benefits are, and then you can go and do marketing based on that type of thing. And so you build your customer base that way. Too many companies go, I have this phenomenal idea. And then they open their doors and they don't have any customers. Better you get the customers first, then open your doors.
Yeah, that's like seeing the really unique shop in the strip mall. And you're like, wow. And then 3 months later, it's gone because nobody walked in there.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Okay, how can small businesses implement themselves from further economic fallout due to the coronavirus?
The way I look at it is two things. Number one, we talked about building your cash, saving 2% of every dollar that comes in the door. That is your security blanket. If we want to look at Snoopy, for example, I guess I'm dating myself with peanuts. But anyway, if you can start saving money and do it religiously, you know, the implementation piece, you're going to find that if we get another pandemic, then you've got at least money saved up and you can go, all right, I can get through this because I have 6 months saved up, or I've got a year saved up, or whatever the number is. That's number one, is cushion yourself with the cash. Number two is go talk to the customers that you've had in the past and see how they're doing. You may want to reactivate inactive customers. One of the things that drives me absolutely insane is when people say, okay, I'm going to do marketing and advertising, and they're always trying to get new customers. Take care of your customers. Take care of your existing customers. I challenge everybody who's watching this to go and look at their customer base and see how many customers they haven't talked to in a year to 18 months to somewhere around 5 years. And talk to them. And you're going to get, I thought you went out of business.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, because you didn't talk to them. And they're looking for somebody else to handle whatever their needs are. They've written you a check or they've given you a credit card or something like that in the past, and you just ignored them. That's nuts.
One of the other questions I have for you, just a follow-up to that, is so many businesses have one revenue source. Is this one of the principles you talk about with people, or?
Yeah, I mean, one of the guys who is in a mastermind group with me has the oldest steakhouse in Florida, so you may know who that is. But anyway, when COVID shut down his steakhouse, he still had the butcher shop. He still had 40,000 people who were on his birthday list or anniversary list or whatever else it is to contact them for takeout. You know, I mean, and he literally had so many different people that he could talk to, even though the steakhouse itself was shut down. He could do catering, which basically went away, but he could do takeout. He could do the butcher shop. He could do so many other things and not just have the restaurant. And what really made it good is that he had developed a customer list over a long period of time that had 40,000 names on it. They kept him alive, absolutely kept him alive during the pandemic.
Out here in California, there was one restaurant that did something similar. They had to hire drivers to deliver the meals because people weren't going out anywhere, but they were delivering meals over the place. And he was probably 80% of where he was on a regular night on a typical week. And he was just like, yeah, it's not bad at all. So he didn't have the butcher shop, but he stayed very profitable. Because basically, it went from a wait staff to no wait staff, but cooks and people who took orders and delivery drivers. So it worked out very, very well.
We said build the recurring revenue. He built recurring revenue because he had a customer base when the restaurant shut down.
And the cool thing is he's got 40,000 people. I doubt they're all in Florida, but the nice thing is he could be shipping all the steaks that he butchered, just like Omaha Steaks and many others do around the United States.
Sure.
Now,
yeah.
One of the things that I do want to ask is so many small businesses go bankrupt. How can they avoid such a fate?
I'm going to start sounding like a broken record. Make sure you have a customer base. Make sure you have cash flow. Make sure you have a budget.
What you're really telling people is saying, hey, look, guys, if you really want to stay in business and be profitable and wealthy, there's basic things you need to do and you need to stick with them. This isn't rocket scientists. There's many people who don't have college degrees, never went to college, that are doing very, very well with this. What are some easy ways to grow business wealth?
The easiest way that I know of to grow business wealth is the 2%, putting the 2% away. The second easiest way to grow business wealth is to look at what your assets are. All right. Remember, your P&L is just month by month by month by month, and it starts over again. So if you had a lousy month, so be it. You got to get to start over. Your balance sheet started the day you started your business. So what can we build up asset-wise that are fairly liquid, i.e. we can convert them into cash pretty quickly? It might be, you know, finding an analogous business, i.e., you know, sending the butcher shop products all over the world. But you need to build recurring revenue with a customer base who is loyal to you and you are loyal to them of some way, shape, or form. They may pay for it. They may not. It just depends upon, you know, restaurants are not paying for it, but they, you know, come in for their anniversaries and their birthdays and all that sort of fun stuff. So you got that. Others, you might have, like for heating and air guys, you might have maintenance programs to take care of their maintenance on their heating and air conditioning system. So they actually pay for those. So building as much recurring revenue and customers that way would be number two. Number three would be just making sure you watch your cash flow every single day, right? You need to know what's going on. There's a weekly cash flow report in The Courage to Be Profitable that you can very easily do, and I'm happy to send anybody who wants it. But it makes you really look at what did we start, what came in, what went out, where are we, and where do we expect to be for next week? And you want to make sure that you're in a situation where you've got enough money to pay your bills. And if you don't, what's going to happen? And number three is if you watch cash flow starting to go down, you do something about it. You say, stop. You know, it's not, I mean, I have a client of mine who until August of this year, everything was going great. And I know every week what his numbers are, and his numbers started going down from a budget perspective, and his cash flow went down at the same time. And I'm screaming at him, and the bookkeeper's screaming at him. And in December, he sends me an email and says, I'm out of cash. How did this happen? And I looked at him, I called him and I said, did you not listen to anything we were telling you? Well, no. Well, he had to get hit between the eyes with a 2x4 in order for him to pay attention. Now, luckily he has lines of credit and stuff like that. But that's not the point. Pay attention every week. If things are going bad, turn them around that week. What can you do this week to turn it around? Can you talk to 5 customers? Can you talk to customers who you haven't talked to in 2 years? You know, there are things that you can do every week. And if you do have employees, they have ideas. Put together a bonus program that, you know, if we reach X number of dollars in sales this month, everybody gets $100 or $200 or whatever the number is. It doesn't matter. But get everybody on the same page, making sure that they understand where they fit in. Make sure they understand how they take care, how they fit into the customer who writes their paycheck, and go from that perspective. That's what I do.
We got about 30 seconds left.
Okay.
I have this question. I said, why do you call yourself the Profitability Master? And where can people learn more about your book and where can they get it? And how can they get in contact with you?
All right. I call myself the Profitability Master because I am all about profitability. It's helping people with the tools and processes to get them and stay profitable and build wealth. That's what that's why I was put on this earth. All right. So that's why I'm called Profitability Master. It's really easy. Just go to ruthking.info. All of my contact information is there. All of my books are there. All the TV show stuff is there. I mean, it's all in one place on ruthking.info.
Well, great. Thank you very, very much, Ruth. I appreciate you being here. I love the insights. And quite frankly, I'm very grateful because so many people can learn just from the lessons you got today. I recommend everybody go out and get Profit or Wealth. It'd be a wonderful book. It's an easy read. And hey, I wish you happy and healthiness. And hopefully we can have you back sometime.
I'd love it. Thanks, Steve. You have a great day.
Hey, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ruth King, the author of Profit and Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustaining Business Growth. She's been doing it for 40 years. She's passionate about helping people become profitable and grow wealth. If that has an interest for you, hey, go to Amazon, go to any major bookseller, get that book, Profit or Wealth. Might make a difference in your life. Wasn't Ruth King just wonderful? We got another surprise for you. We're going to be talking about the money moves you need to make before the end of the year to make sure you stay online for retirement. So stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Again, you want to check us out on Google Play, Spotify. You can go see reruns all you'd like or go to the savingwithsteve.us website. Now, we just finished talking to Ruth King, the Profitability Master. If you'd like to get her book, Profit or Wealth, you can always go to Amazon. Money moves to make before the end of the year. This is really very important. In 2021, the Global Retirement Index recently indicated that over 40% of Americans believe it'll be a miracle to retire securely. The ongoing pandemic, inflation, interest rates, public debt are all contributing factors to challenging financial times. As we enter the fourth quarter of 2021, I'd like to share you a little checklist that's crucial money moves to you need to make before the end of the year. First one, assess your finances. If you don't regularly keep track of your finances, this is a great time to do an assessment of your current financial situation. Why? So you can take the necessary steps to troubleshoot or self-correct before the end of the year. Look at your financial goals, your debts, expenses. Commit to making improvements before the end of the year. Next, manage your debts. Americans owe over $14 trillion in debt. With the holiday season just around the corner, it's likely Americans will continue to rack up even more debt. Take control of your situation now by assessing the debt you owe and put a plan in place to pay those debts off. I like the debt snowball technique. In fact, it's been incredibly effective for many of my clients. All you really need to do is list all your debts, the balances, the dates owed, the interest rates, as well as the minimum payment. You can either start with the debt that has the highest interest rate or the one with the lowest balance. What you're really going to do is you're going to make the minimum payments on all your debts and pay as much as you can on top of that minimum payment to the debt you want to pay off. Once it's paid off, you pick what you're paying there to the next one and the next one. And pretty soon you've got it taken care of. The key here, this folks, with managing your debt, set a deadline for paying off your debts one by one. Next, do a security check. Fraud attempts typically rise towards the end of the year due to holiday spending. Delete credit card and other personal information saved on your browsers. Always confirm that the checkout page has a secure connection with ordering things online and utilize credit monitoring services or sites like Experian to make sure there isn't any fraudulent activity connected with your accounts. In fact, you know what's really interesting? my daughter received this letter. I mean, she's only in college, but she's received this letter about consolidating her debt. And they're talking about, hey, you have this debt, you owe this much. And we told her to go get a credit report. It's important. You should probably get one of your free credit reports each and every year to make sure you don't have anything there you don't know about. Now, if you're working in the work world and you're working for somebody else, use the money in your flexible spending account. That's the FSA account. An FSA is a tax-free account, which you contribute money from your payroll to pay for services that your healthcare coverage doesn't cover. Check your benefits to find out the deadline for using this money so it doesn't go unused. You also might want to consider the benefits of saving in a health savings account, especially if you have a high deductible insurance plan. A health savings account offers multiple tax benefits in the form of a tax deductible contributions, tax deferred growth, and tax free withdrawals, providing you the money to pay for medical expenses. Now, last and most important, contribute the maximum to your 401k or IRA. Every dollar you contribute to that 401k or IRA is a dollar that you don't have to pay taxes on. So make sure you contribute the maximum amount before the end of the fiscal year. Now, if your employer offers a 401k match, even better. This is free money for you. Try to save at least the amount that your employer will match. Otherwise, you're leaving money on the table. Now, remember, a higher contribution to a 401k or IRA can lower your taxable income, which means you're paying less in April. These are some of the money moves you're going to need to make before the end of the year to make sure you're on track. You know what? We had a great show today. We did talk about the ins and outs of money. We talked with Ruth King, Profitability Master. We talked about money moves you need to make before the end of the year. I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family members and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Spotify, Google Play channel, so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, lift your life, uplift your spirits, and live a life of financial and personal freedom. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club at savingwithsteve.us to get all our replays, access to the after show video, and guest gifts to take your life to the next level.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.